All right, we got to get working now. Let's go. Hey, first.
Live from the AM 1300 The Zone studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Friday Night Countdown. Everything high school football in Central Texas. Let's get to it. Here's your host from Texas Sports Monthly, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome to the Thursday Night Countdown. It's the Thursday edition of the Friday Night Countdown, and the good news is that we are... It's the last week of the season for our Rich Eisen fans. The bad news is that we're here interrupting your third hour on a Thursday instead of your normal third hour on a Friday. But good to be here for our final show of the season. For the season here, how are you, Steve?
I'm doing great, man. Man, it's been a fun year. Thanks to our listeners for allowing us to be on the air and in the station as well. And looking forward to just wrapping everything up. We got Liberty Hill playing for the state championship tomorrow. Really looking forward to it.
And that's, again, just so the listeners know, guys, the reason we're here Thursday is because, yeah, Liberty Hill plays tomorrow at 3, and our 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock show would be irrelevant since they are the only team left standing.
Yes, and we're the Friday Night Countdown, so we got to come on before. We can't be on after, it's not the Friday Night post-game show.
So we had to talk with the station. We got shuffled in here on Thursday, so doing our last week is our Thursday Night Countdown for week 17 for us.
I do feel bad, because Rich Eisen's good. You know, it's not like we're not interrupting bad radio. You know,
no.
if it was Doug Gottlieb, I'd be like, you're welcome.
Hey, but... we have Doug on in the morning here, too.
Oh, he's okay sometimes. He's a good point guard, Oklahoma State.
No, but... anyway, we're here on Thursdays, and we're here Thursday this night, this week. So, and we do have Carl's calling in here just a second. He's already on the line. We'll bring him on to talk about the North Shore game that he called last week. They are playing the big game.
Oh, Lord. They
tomorrow.
Are so good.
I don't know that anybody's going to beat them.
I said it last week, all right?
For a few years.
Judson was the Demogorgon. North Shore is the shadow monster, and unless you have a little girl with a buzz cut with superpowers on your team, you're not going to defeat the shadow monster, all right? It's just not going to happen.
Well, let's bring in Carl Thies of the Texas High School Coaches Association, and he is the broadcaster for the shadow monster and that North Shore team taking on Duncanville as the final game of weekend play in high school championship week. That's the 7 o'clock game on Saturday. Welcome to the program again, Carl. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Guys, thanks. Thanks. Before we forget, we got to wish everybody happy holidays. We're so close to Christmas. People are going to have to suffer through not enjoying Christmas shopping to enjoy these high school state championship games. Liberty Hill and the Region 3 teams. We've got Beaumont, Westbrook, and North Shore playing Duncanville and Longview. Going to be incredible ball games on Saturday at Jerry World at AT&T in Arlington.
Well, we are Steve's leaving in the morning. I've decided to leave after the show and just get up there tonight and be there early tomorrow, so I don't have to drive tomorrow. But are you up there yet, Coach?
No, I'm actually going to be going up also early in the morning. I am not going to be able to watch the earlier games. I'm very anxious to see both the 5A games and then both the 6A games. So I will see the Alito Marshall game tomorrow night. Anxious to see that one, and then on Saturday the Highland Park Shadow Creek, Longview Westbrook, and North Shore Duncanville. And then after that, I'm going to try to relax for maybe a couple of hours before Christmas, before Santa Claus comes.
It is absolutely a crazy week for Texas football, and that's everything that makes high school football great in the state of Texas is that we go this late and right. You know, this is the last Friday before, or Thursday. I'm used to Fridays being here, but the last week, before Christmas, and these championship games just go, Steve, right up to the last, the last week of the year, damn near.
Oh man, it's just. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Carl. Sorry.
That's exactly when the UIL starts laying that thing out. They actually always schedule championship as the last Saturday before. That's the way they schedule it. As long as Saturday doesn't hit Christmas Eve, they're always going to schedule it right up there. That's going to be 16 weeks and count backwards to figuring out when the season starts for week one and when the scrimmages and that sort of thing.
So they go there and then they count back to see when the season starts.
That's exactly right. That's exactly how they do it. As long as Saturday doesn't hit on Christmas Eve, It'll be the last, always the last Saturday, and then if it happens that Saturday happens to be Christmas Eve, then it'll be in fact on the 17th. So that they're not playing on Christmas Eve for the championships.
So, do you have the call at that game that on that radio on your network again? Are you with that that game again?
Yes, we definitely are going to do the Duncanville North Shore game. Which there's a lot of people very disappointed because of their contractual obligations. Fox Southwest has the Dallas Mavericks live, which is really upsetting a lot of people all over the state because they're going to have to either do the stream or the alternate channel type deal. In some places, that's problematic because they don't have the alternate on some cable networks and that sort of thing. So, you know, in Houston, I would venture guess that probably half of the cable holders have the alternate channel and half don't. So a lot of those folks won't get the game live.
You will have a larger audience than normal then.
We're definitely expecting in our semifinal game with Lake Travis, we got at any one time our maximum load was 4,000 listeners last week. So that's by far our season high this year. So and with that game not going live, we think we may surpass that. And that 4,000 number is the best that we've had in the last three seasons.
Great. Well, hey, Carl, you know, I got my first chance to go to state last year, and it was just a really cool experience. But for some of our listeners that may have never been to this this newer centralized state championship game that we do for UIL, where it's 12 games over 4 days at Jury World, what's it been like for you? What's your experience been like going up there and watching these games?
It is just incredible. You know, when you get, you know, 6 weeks of playoffs and then take it all the way down to the two very best teams in the North and the South, you're always going to have great matchups. You may have one or two upsets. You're not going to have a team that gets five straight upsets and gets in the finals. You know, you don't typically have a lot of Cinderellas left, you know, out of the 5A and 6A teams, what's really crazy. This year, more than ever, we have seven of those teams are undefeated this year. Of the final eight teams in 5A and 6A, the only team that's got a loss on their record in 5A or 6A that's in the state championship games, Beaumont Westbrook, they had a loss to Straight Jesuit, and their only other loss was in district play to North Shore. So all the other teams are undefeated. North Shore and Duncanville, Longview's undefeated, Highland Park undefeated, Shadow Creek undefeated, Aledo and Fort Bend Marshall. So there's Cinderella's gone, and these are just great teams and just going to be incredible matchups. Even the game that's on live now, and I have not been able to keep up with it, I did see Canadian had scored again. So now that the last I saw, that was 21-16 with about 3 minutes to go. There, Newton was way ahead 21-0 early, and Canadian has scored to cut it to 21-16. There was about 3 minutes left when I cut over to come on the air.
Yeah, so I got on my laptop right now. Noon's up 21-16. Canadians got 4th-and-2 right now with 1:31 left. So yeah, I'll let you know. I'm kind of got in the corner of my eye. I'll let you know what happens. But yeah, finally, you know, most of the games so far haven't been too competitive. Close. Honestly, I mean, we saw Mason just take it to New Deal this morning.
Some of the smaller classifications, Steve, it's been that way. You get one team that's just such a superpower, if you will, in their classification, and they'll run the gauntlet. They'll go undefeated. And there's some of those small schools, I immediately think of Canadians had some teams like that. West Orange Starks had teams like that. And in years past, even like Lamarck. Lamarck was one of those ones that had, but we've had others, Waco, La Vega. There's just a lot of those small school. Pleasant Grove, there's just been a lot of them that have just fabulous teams, and they just run the full 16 games, and then when they get to the finals, a lot of times they beat another undefeated team and beat them bad.
Yeah, this year they haven't been so close. I'm thinking that's going to change. Well, it's changing right now with this one that's on.
Yeah, so Canadian just picked up that first down, then hit deep ball to the 23-yard line. So out in the school from the panhandle, Canadian moving the ball. What a day. Well, Carl, you know, let's talk about some of the teams. So Galena Park North Shore, I hadn't gotten the chance to see them yet, but I know they beat Westbrook, 56-7? And I saw Westbrook last week, and they looked freaking awesome. So that to me is like, oh, my Lord, they beat this team 56-7? How do you feel about North Shore's with their matchup with Duncanville?
Well, it's going to be just a very special game because truly the two best, most athletic teams in 6A are going to play each other. Duncanville is just way, way over the top with a lot of D1 type players. They're as athletic. They're so much more athletic than what Allen was. One of the things that we talked about last week, you know, the trifecta. I definitely thought North Shore and Westbrook were going to win. Yeah, and you guys really helped me. Liberty Hill was going to win. So we went out on a limb on all three of those games, and all three of those came through. It's going to be a great game just because it's going to be athlete on athlete. And I think it's one of those deals where it's so cliche, but whoever's going to make the fewest mistakes is going to win that game. North Shore has not had a game where they've had more than three punts. They've not had a game with more than two turnovers. And they've played a lot of real good teams along the way and made a lot of – last week, Lake Travis had the worst loss they've had in school history, 51-10 in North Shore. And North Shore pulled off the pedal. I mean, they were – you know, the Evans kid ended with 196 yards and he only had four carries in the second half. So it's that's Zach Evans. And Zach now was the number one in Texas running back. Now Zach is now the number one running back in the United States in the junior class, 2020 class. So he's won district play that was averaging in the middle of district play was averaging 17 yards a carry. So if you can just wrap your arms around that.
Yeah, those boys were big and fast and giving Lake Travis fits last week.
Another note on North Shore, you know, they beat Katy in the regular season and the playoffs. My friend Dennis Silva told me that is the first time Katy has lost to the same team twice in one season. Never happened before.
Yeah, Jerry, wow.
That's exactly what Dennis is saying is true. That's Jerry Jones has been there 25-plus years and has never had a single team beat his team twice in the same year. Almost every time Katy would lose the first game, they played them, and they'd almost reverse it in the second game and go deeper in the playoffs. But that is exactly true. And that honestly, probably that 11-point game in the second round of the playoffs third round of the playoffs was by far North Shore's toughest ball game. And Katy had improved so much from the first week all the way to the 13th week of the season.
We got an update. It looks like Canadian has fallen short. A pass to the end zone with 41 seconds left.
Intercepted by Newton.
Intercepted. Newton, your Class 3A Division II state champs.
Wow. And Mason won earlier.
Yes. But behind an awesome defensive effort.
And big game, they won, 50-30 or something like that?
So, Carl, let me ask you about our big game for the Austin area is Liberty Hill and Waco La Vega. You know, obviously this one, it's going to be a slobber knocker. These are two teams that love to run the ball, love to play physical, old-school football. How excited are you for this matchup, and how do you feel like this game is going to go?
Well, one of the things that and the two, a clash of different styles, La Vega has much – and I don't want to upset all the listeners, but they have much better athletes, and their scheme is they're gonna really stretch the field a lot more than what Liberty Hill. Liberty Hill's gonna have that wing T, slot T, and they're just gonna grind it. And if La Vega doesn't keep on their keys, it's gonna be a fabulous ball game. So many people said Liberty Hill didn't have a team to go. You guys convinced me that they did. I watched tapes. They've just been on a great run. But La Vega, probably, and there's a reason they're in the state championships. Great athletes. Reminds me of two other La Vega teams that just loaded with athletes and that they've just been there. Kind of like Liberty Hill. They've been there, done that type deal. So it's I think it's going to be a close ball game. I'd love to see Liberty Hill win. I think if they can play air-free and just stop, you know, make some stops and make La Vega punt the ball to them, I think Liberty Hill will have a chance to upset them. I think most people across the state think La Vega is going to win that ball game.
Well, La Vega has won four in a row against Liberty Hill over the last 3 years, so that's another thing Liberty Hill's going to have to do, is that mental edge I think the Pirates might have from beating them the last four times.
Well, and beating Carthage, though, last week, ending, what, 40 game?
That's a confidence builder. Yeah. If you can do that, you can beat anyone. Yeah, but, Carl, thanks for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Guys, y'all enjoy your weekend, and happy holidays to all of you guys.
Hey, thank you so much, Carl. We appreciate it, and we'll holler at you here tomorrow and this weekend over at the games.
Look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. There he goes. That's Carl Thies from the Texas High School Coaches Association. He's got the call tomorrow at 7 o'clock at lsnsports.com online for that. So we'll be right back. It's the Thursday edition of the Friday Night Countdown. We'll be right back on the other side here on The Zone.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Central Texas, or maybe you're looking for that summer vacation getaway. Whatever it is that brings you into Southwest Colorado, let Eric Rourke coach you into the right property. A proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association, he's a proud Texan coaching Texans to their new Colorado dream home, specializing in real estate needs that include residential, commercial, ranch, and resort properties, accommodating your outdoor lifestyle experience, whether it's biking, hiking, golf, fishing, or skiing. Whether it's your summer house or your new dream house, visit Eric Rourke.
G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy. Train like a champion today.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at wellsbranchremodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com. Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas High School football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com.
The Coach's Corner.
You'll learn today.
Sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly.
This is Stephen Ryan. I got Jeff Walker of Liberty Hill with me this week. Coach, last week y'all beat a Carthage team that had won 40 games in a row, which was the longest running streak in the state of Texas, and had captured each of the last two state titles. How were you able to topple the Bulldogs, and how impressed with your team for pulling that off?
I was impressed. Our kids played really, really hard. They played well. They executed what we had asked them to do, and they made me look good as a coach. You know, good players make good coaches. And, I'm proud of them because their hard work is paying off.
Waco La Vega is a team y'all are rather familiar with. That's your opponent for the state championship Friday. They were in your district as recently as last year, and you've played them four times in the last three seasons. Problem is, y'all lost all four of those games. What's the biggest issue y'all have had with the Pirates during that streak, and what's going to be the key to reversing those outcomes on Friday?
We haven't played our best games against them. I think it's the biggest thing, and they're very, very good. That's why they are where they're at. They're a very good football team. We think we're a very good football team this year, too, and for us to beat them this year, we're going to have to keep the ball away from them. We're going to have to keep the turnovers down. We can't turn the ball over. We have to protect the ball. You know, when we played them the first time last year from the district, we moved the ball all the way down to the 2-yard line and fumbled. They picked it up and ran it back in for a touchdown. You know, it's a 12-point swing. And we ended up, you know, both games, they beat it by 10, I guess, the second one. The first one was a close one. I don't remember the game, but we didn't make mistakes. I felt like we could have won that game, you know. So we just can't make mistakes. This week, on Friday, we have to play mistake-free, and we have to come up with some big plays. I think our kids are confident that we have the ability and the team to get it done this year.
Not every year do you get to play in a state championship. Tell me what the atmosphere has been like around the school and community this week, and how important is it to make sure your players don't get too distracted by all that stuff, or maybe is it something you'll actually embrace?
Yeah, we do. We actually embrace it. When you get to this point, I've been telling them all week, I want us to have fun. I want us to focus on the task at hand, and I want us to finish this thing. But, the community's been phenomenal. I mean, there's lines out the door buying tickets. I bet I've gotten 100 phone calls a day from people, wishing us luck, and emails and texts, and, from people not only in our community but around the state. It's been exciting, and I want them to enjoy every minute of it. Yeah, so we're kind of embracing it. You get to this point, there's really no pressure on us. We're going to go out there. We're going to play hard. We're going to have fun. We're going to represent Liberty Hill the way we've been representing Liberty Hill for a long time. As far as practice and all that goes, it's been, as usual. We don't change what we do. We've done the same stuff. We haven't built this thing up because I know the community and everybody else has built it up. So we've been pretty focused in practice, had some good practices. So we're excited about Friday.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time and good luck on Friday.
The Coach's Corner, sponsored by Texas Sports Monthly. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone Studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, good stuff there, Steve, with Coach Jeff Walker from Liberty Hill. And they got their hands full tomorrow at 3 o'clock. You can watch that at Fox Sports Southwest.
Or foxsportsgo.com if you're into the streaming thing.
That's right. If you can't hear it or see it in your local area, or maybe if you're a guy like our back cover advertiser, Eric Rourke, up there in Durango, Eric, you can, if you're listening, which I know you are, you can tune in to foxsportsgo.com. And Coach probably knows that anyway. But we can watch those games online as well. So that's a good point for listening online that way if you're into that, because you can stream these games these days and get tuned in.
I stream all my sports nowadays. Mm-hmm.
Well, I caught the Liberty Hill game last week was carried by K-Mac and those guys at Vibe, so I was able to hear that game on the road. Since we couldn't go to that one with the way the schedule lined up, but yeah, good stuff streaming.
but Liberty Hill playing La Vega tomorrow, big game. These are two teams that are rather familiar with each other. As I said on the year of Coach Walker, they were in the same district as recently as last year and have played four times over the last three seasons. Problem is the Pirates have won all four of those games. They beat them last season during the season, 33-18, and then again in the playoffs, 28-18. That was the Region 4 final. And then they also beat them in the 2016 regular season, 34-20, and the 2015 playoffs, 6-0 in overtime. So La Vega kind of has their number, and I wonder how that might play into it. Me and my brother used to play Risk growing up, and he'd always beat me at Risk. Mm-hmm. So it got to the point where, every time we played, I was beaten before it even started, because I was just so psyched out. Hopefully Liberty Hill's, they're in the state championship, okay? They've won a lot of games.
And that redistricting, being that things got switched up, that's how come they ended up meeting.
Yeah, now they're meeting in state. Very interesting how it came out like this. And also the two teams, they both love to run the ball. I mean, it is going to be a tough, physical game. Liberty Hill, like we've said, they run the ball 95% of the time. They've rushed for over 7,000 yards and 99 touchdowns this season.
7,000 yards.
7,000. Unreal, dude.
So Kyle Harrison has obviously 2,500.
2,700. 2,700. And 39 of those touchdowns. But then he also got Shane Gonzalez, who's got he's got 1,000 and 13. And here's the guy who really stepped up last week. They have a sophomore named Blake Simpson, who kind of came out of nowhere.
They had a buck 50 or more last week.
Yeah, he had 192 and two touchdowns on 22 totes.
I was telling my dad earlier, they had three backs in that game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what
it was Gonzalez. And
did they all three go over 100?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's amazing.
But yeah, Simpson, he only had didn't have a carry in either of the two games previously, and he only had 7 playoff carries entering the game, and then they ended up giving him the rock, and he was a big reason they went and won that game.
I heard earlier in the week, they've been talking on all week long going into the championships on Fox Sports Southwest that. I mean, they said that Liberty Hill team's the number one running offense in the country right now.
That's so unbelievable.
That's really, for a 4A team just north of Austin here, they really know how to run that ball in Liberty Hill.
They
man.
Should get a trophy for that. That's something else. The thing is, LaVeca runs the ball pretty well, too. So they have over 5,000 yards rushing on the year.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, so that's not 7,000.
12,000 plus rushing yards for these two teams competing tomorrow.
I mean, that's over 300 a game for LaVeca, you know, so they're used to this kind of game. We talked about how Liberty Hill can be tough to defend for some of these spread teams. Mm-hmm. For LaVeca, though, that's what they see in practice every day. You know, it's not going to be too much of an adjustment for them, but also not too much of an
What's
adjustment.
What's their stud's name, number 27?
John Richards, the senior running back.
Man. Yeah, he ran all over guys last week.
He's the leader of the Pirate rushing attack. He's fast, physical, really good vision. He's in the playoffs so far. He's rushed for 789 yards and 12 touchdowns. But then they have two other guys, Jaquay Walter and Elisha Cummings, who are also over 1,000 yards. So just like Liberty Hill, there are multiple guys you got to keep your eye on. You got to watch out for the misdirection. Going to be a very interesting game. I think the keys to this game are going to be three things. Being the more physical team, because that's what these two teams like to do. I mean, that's their game, is being more physical. Two, limiting mistakes, as Coach Walker said. And three, and this kind of goes in with being more physical, but getting stops. Mm-hmm. I mean, both these offenses, they do what they do. They're going to get theirs. So the defense is going to have to get some stops. And it's funny, I remember the first week on this show, I told everyone, I'm going to be a homer. I'm going to be a total homer on this show all season. And I really actually haven't been that really at all. I mean, I picked against Westlake. I picked against Texas Tech a few times. Mm-hmm. And I hate to say it, but I think I'm going to pick against Liberty Hill today, Russell.
Are you? I'm
and
not.
It's because of two things. I said those are the three keys. Physicality, limiting mistakes, getting stops. And I think in the departments of getting stops and limiting mistakes, I think LaVeca has an edge in those two departments. Defensively, LaVeca's defense is only giving up 15 points per game on the year, 11 in the playoffs. Liberty Hill's giving up 22 during the season, 24 in the playoffs. So that's a touchdown better during the season and almost two touchdowns better in the playoffs.
I just haven't seen anybody stop that running game from Liberty Hill. So that's a battle of the defense. This is a defensive game.
It is. I mean, in LaVeca, they stomped all over Decatur last week, 53-0. Now, Decatur was kind of a Cinderella story. They were 4-6 during the regular season and just kind of went on this big playoff run. They weren't Carthage, obviously. They weren't the Carthage team that Liberty Hill had to beat.
What is the passing situation like for that offense in LaVeca?
They throw the ball. Guy did not write down the quarterback's name. It's Aura or something. He's a young kid. They throw the ball more. Again, so
they probably throw it a little more than Liberty Hill.
Yeah, Liberty Hill's only throwing the ball 36 times all season, you know.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the LaVeca quarterback is just over 100 passing attempts on the year. So they're a little more prone to they're a little more comfortable in third and long, you know, than Liberty Hill might be. It's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough
game.
Those
boys are going to be bruised on both sides of the ball.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to be.
That's a brutal game.
Oh, it's going to be survival of the fittest. You know, this is where weight room comes into play. Yeah. This is where mental toughness comes into play, because you're just going to be banged up, you know. You're going to be hurt. And which team is more comfortable playing hurt? That's what we're going to find out.
What did you think about Carl Harrison earlier in the week last week calling out Carthage and guaranteeing the win? I haven't heard anything crazy like that.
That's cool, man. You should be thinking that way.
That's a competitive edge.
It's about being confident, you know? Like, being confident is just very important in sport. Like, if you are the kind of person who gets scary, if you are a fearful person, you're not going to make it in sports.
No, you're
That's
not
why
gonna
I ask. Didn't make it in sports. I was scared. No, I wasn't that scared, but it's going to be an interesting game. And talking to, you know, we're going to have the Player of the Week interview coming out of the commercial break.
Who was Jake
Lipazinski,
uh-huh.
I believe was the name. We were talking about pronouncing names before the show. I believe it was Lipazinski. And he seems very confident. You know, we talked about how their offense.
Josh Lipazinski.
Lipazinski. Ah, yeah. There we go.
Number
50,
the center.
Yes, the starting center. Yeah. And he seems very confident, too. Mm-hmm. He didn't go out and guarantee a win or anything like that. But he's not scared of LaVeca or anything like that. So, and that's the mentality you got to have. You got to believe you can win. I mean, if you don't believe you can win, what are you even doing out there?
I was a big trash talker in basketball and football.
Were you?
I talked so much junk. And it was like, it was just something that you do to get an edge for yourself. And I think when I was, you know, trash talking as a point guard at Lanier High School, I just, it was a way to elevate my game and maybe elevate the players around me. And that was something that I would do. And I'm sure that anybody that's a trash talker can speak to that. And, you know, it just elevates your own game.
It does. You know, I try to keep it – first of all, I'm not good at trash talk, so I shouldn't be trash. And second of all, I guess if I was good at trash talk, I'd probably trash talk more. If I had something to back it up, you know, I'd trash talk more. But I know who I am, so I just keep it classy. But also, you know, I'm not a – I don't know. I'm going to say something. Never mind. I'm not going to say it. I think a true competitor wants to beat their opponent with them playing at their best too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't I know some people that they love getting into opponents' heads, you know, and that's part of their game and they try to lower the other guy by getting their heads. But if you're a true competitor, weird opinion here, true competitors don't want to decompete their opponent.
You don't want to beat Michael Jordan when he's got the flu. You want to beat him
yes,
when he's doing
exactly,
really good, right?
Exactly. But back to this La Vega-Liberty Hill game. Again, I think La Vega just has the edge on defense. They have some dudes on defense, all right? Senior linebacker Jared Rogers has been a fixture on this team since his freshman year, all right? He was Super Centex Defensive Player of the Year last year. That's the Waco Tribune Herald, you know, award or area, sort of. In his career, he has 634 tackles over his career. 29 tackles for a loss, 11 sacks, 11 interceptions, 8 forced fumbles, 6 fumbles recoveries, and 4 defensive touchdowns. This guy is a stud. Yeah, when they won state in 2015, this guy is a freshman. Was a pretty key player for them. And then also in defensive line, they got Damar Hayes. He is a terror on the front four. They are terrifying. Their whole front four is terrifying. But Damar Hayes, he had a hit on the Decatur quarterback last week that since has gone viral. I mean, he just leveled him, man. I mean, go look it up. Damar Hayes hit on Decatur, 6'4", 210-pound senior. Man, I don't know. And then also, I said the other thing that that I think La Vega is better at right now is limiting mistakes. Liberty Hill, this has kind of gone unreported or under the radar, but Liberty Hill has coughed the ball up 7 times in the last 2 games. Now, they only lost 2 of those 7 fumbles, so it didn't really cost them the way it could have. But 7 fumbles in the last 2 games, they got to clean that up.
Yeah, that's true. They did. I recall that those fumbles in those games, and both teams turned it over in that game last week quite a few times actually.
But you know, huge win though. I mean, if you can beat Carthage, you can beat anybody.
Yeah, and I don't know enough about that La Vega team as much as you've researched, but I mean, I just like what I've seen from them so far, and I'm going to go ahead and pick with them for this game, and I'm just hoping they win just so we have a Central Texas team that wins something this year. It's been a while since the Lake Travis victory in 2016. That was the last time anybody around here has won it. But hats off to, you know, what a great year for Central Texas football.
Awesome.
These three teams, the Texas Sports Monthly has a new article. It just comes out today. You can pick those up at all your HEBs tomorrow morning. But there was a story one of our guys did on, and then there was three, and that article is just about those last three teams that were in that last week in Lake Travis, Westlake, and Liberty Hill. So, I mean, but a lot of teams made it into the playoffs, and just a good run for Vandergriff, Hutto, Georgetown,
man.
A lot of great teams this season.
Leander Glenn winning district in their first year of varsity football.
That's a good
story. Get you some. Get you some, Grizzlies. I mean, look, as someone that grew up here, and this is my second year where I've been kind of in the high school football scene in Austin, covering it from a media standpoint, it's just been so awesome. Yeah. I mean, everyone, I've seen so many great games the last 2 years, so many outstanding efforts, teams that are well-coached, teams that are talented, kids that are really putting it all on the line every Friday night, and I'm just, I'm so proud, you know, and I'm really glad that Liberty Hill made it to state. And you know, for Westlake and Lake Travis, you did not let us down. All right, there is no shame in going to the state semis and losing the teams you lost to. And for the other teams, I mean, Chase Griffin, Godspeed, brother. Godspeed. I cannot wait to see what you do in a Chip Kelly offense. And what Jason Dean did at Georgetown, getting the Eagles the third round of the playoffs. Vandergriff did, going undefeated at 6A in just their third year as a 6A program. Just unbelievable. And, you know, we said we decided last week to claim Mason. So Mason Punchers, one state this morning.
Yeah, beat the New Deal state Lions. Over there. We should. Did we claim Mason or we?
We
not?
Did. I am claiming.
You
Mason.
Claimed Mason. I don't know that Mason. I did or didn't, but we claim Mason anyway. That's fine. And congratulations to that team, and they are the Punchers.
The Punchers, yes.
The Punchers punched a victory
title.
In their second state championship. So congratulations to them this afternoon. That happened earlier, and again, congratulations to Chase Griffin, 4,051 passing yards this season.
Unreal. I think
51. TDs.
He was named Gatorade Texas High School Football Player of the Year the other week. So
I believe it.
Unbelievable, man. They were that offense was really fun to watch. And Chooks, he'll be playing at Texas Tech as a preferred walk-on next year. DJ Baptist, Caleb Forrest. I think Caleb Forrest is going like FCS, I think. And DJ Baptist, I'm not sure what's going on with him, what his future is, but he was an outstanding player as well. And it's just, again, having grown up here too, it just means extra more to me. But Austin area high school football has never been better, and it's not slowing down anytime soon, Russell.
No, and it's definitely got picking up more interest in it. The fandom in high school football at this time and stage of things is just really hot right now. Congratulations also to Garrett Wilson, also presented with the Dream Champion Award at the Army All-American Bowl right there. Of course, the Ohio State commit moving on to
Garrett Wilson is my fantasy football sleeper for 2020. I'm already 2021 fantasy ball sleeper, Garrett Wilson.
Hey, that's a good plan to have. Like, kids going places. Thursday night edition of the Friday Night Countdown, and we'll be back. We'll talk a little more high school football and maybe a little Sugar Bowl action here in the next break as well. So stick around for our Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. We'll be back on the other side, AM 1300, The Zone.
Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday. Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Dirty Martin's Comeback Burgers on the Drag. Serving up great-tasting burgers, fries, and shakes on the 40 acres since 1926. Come on by Saturdays for the game and check out our cold draft beers on tap and the selection from the full bar. If you bleed orange on Saturdays, bring the family on down to Dirty Martin's for a comeback burger and enjoy some hot onion rings or a frosty milkshake. That's Dirty Martin's on Guadalupe, a Longhorn tradition since 1926. Texas Sports Monthly is available in Austin at over 400 locations around town. With player profiles, coaches interviews, color action photos, in-depth coverage of high school, college, football, and the NFL. The largest free sports publication in Austin, Texas Sports Monthly gives you a closer look at the sports in Central Texas. While football is the main attraction on the menu this season, there's also coverage of local soccer, Texas volleyball, MMA, Austin Spurs basketball, baseball, water and motorsports, and action in the Big 12. Available at all Little Woodrow's, Twin Peaks, Third Base, Dirty Martin Burgers, Randall's Grocery, HEB, and most Thundercloud subs. Can't find a magazine? Read online at TexasSportsMonthly.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter. All sports, all Texas, all month. That's Texas Sports Monthly.
Austin Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Dr. Kelso is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in arthroscopic surgery, knees, and shoulders. He will keep you active and in the game. Book your appointment today. Call 512-339-0440.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of Central Texas, or maybe you're looking for that summer vacation getaway? Whatever it is that brings you into Southwest Colorado, let Eric Rourke coach you into the right property. A proud member of the Texas High School Coaches Association, he's a proud Texan coaching Texans to their new Colorado dream home, specializing in real estate needs that include residential, commercial, ranch, and resort properties, accommodating your outdoor lifestyle experience, whether it's biking, hiking, golf, fishing, or skiing. Whether it's your summer house or your new dream house, visit Eric Rourke.com.
G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training facility. The staff here at G10 believe that with the right level of commitment combined with a highly detailed, regimented, science-based training plan, we can physically and mentally change your athlete in a way that could notably improve the quality of your athlete's athletic career with enhancement in speed, agility/jump training, advanced core development, functional strength, flexibility, nutritional guidance, and confidence. G10 Academy and Coach Granson have had the pleasure to train several of the Austin area's top varsity athletes and want to add you to our family. Please call Coach Granson at 512-953-8465 or visit our website g10academy.com or come by our state-of-the-art facility to visit in person. G10 Academy, train like a champion today.
Hey, it's Andrew. Join me as we go off the rails on the South of Sanity podcast. We break down the biggest sports stories and give you hot takes other sports hosts are too scared to say. We have guests, opinions, and a podcast unlike any other. Do you like your sports a little crazy? Download the South of Sanity podcast now on AM 1300 The Zone or your iHeartRadio app today.
AM 1300 The Zone. The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy, Austin's premier sports training academy.
This is Steven Ryan. I got senior center Josh Lopazinski of Liberty Hill with me this week. Josh, y'all just beat a Carthage team that had won 40 games in a row and back-to-back state titles. How were y'all able to pull that off, and how much confidence does that give y'all going into your state championship game this Friday against Lake La Vega?
Well, we worked hard for months and years. You know, we've known we'd end up in games like this sooner or later. We knew we could do it. You know, we fought our tail ends off, and we gave everything we had. We know that we could take out a La Vega team because we're better than we've ever been, and we'll keep getting better every day in practice.
Josh, when you line up on offense, everyone knows what you're going to do. You run the ball 95% of the time and have thrown only 36 passes on the season. But still, no one can really stop it. Y'all have rushed for more than 7,000 yards and 99 touchdowns. How come your offense is so effective while being so one-dimensional in a pass-run way?
Well, even though they know we're probably going to run it, they don't know where it's going to go. And all the misdirection and different plays that we run are throwing their whole defense off, and they don't know what's going on in front of them. It looks pretty confusing on film up in the stands, but once you're on the field, it's way more misdirection and confusion out there.
Josh, last question. How pumped are you to play in the state championship this Friday? And describe to me what the atmosphere around the school and community has been like this week.
Oh, it's just awesome. We're having the time of our lives, and it's only going to get better. You know, we plan on winning this game and taking home that title and being state champions.
Josh, thanks for your time. Good luck on Friday.
The Friday Night Countdown Player of the Week, brought to you by G10 Academy. Train like a champion. Let's get back to the AM 1300 The Zone studios and your host, Russell Dowden.
All right, welcome back to Thursday edition of the Friday Night Countdown. Good stuff. Young man seems pretty confident moving forward, and you gotta be when you're 13-1.
They had one rain out, one game got canceled.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, their only loss is to Hutto in overtime. So why would you not be confident now?
I know that's one of the things that they talked about on Fox Sports Southwest, how they had the one loss they had was against an overtime game against 5A Hutto, who was not, you know, they were pretty darn good this year, Hutto.
Look, and those kids grow up. Liberty Hill's got tradition, all right? Those kids grow up expecting to win.
Well, they're going to end up playing up here next year or the coming years. I mean, that's one of the things one of my advertisers from that from the magazine was asking me. I think it was the guys over at Dahlia Cafe. Where everybody eats in Dahlia Cafe in Liberty Hill. And they were saying, yeah, you know, what's going to happen when they eventually, you know, the community's getting bigger and they probably are going to be 5A within a year or two. I don't know.
What's going to happen is that's going to be one boss 5A district. That's what it's going to be.
Would they be in there with Hutto and Georgetown?
No,
or
you know, because
they go up
they'd
with
go
Vandegrift? Five,
they'd go D2 first. So they'd be with, like, Leander Glenn.
Oh, wow.
And, they'd probably be in that district, I would have to think.
Kill that district.
So they'd probably still be in good shape, actually.
Yeah,
they'd still be in really good shape.
Yeah, they'll be like Dripping Springs, you know, still in the driver's seat for most of the year in that district. Hats off to the Liberty Hill community. If you pick up a copy of Texas Sports Monthly this weekend, Steve, and for the listeners, there's a great interview with that you did with Kyle Harrison that's in the magazine. Special shout out to some of the sponsors for Liberty Hill: GK Pools, Remax Town and Country, their support of this team. P&R Propane, the Farmers Insurance, the McCoy Agency out there, Dahlia Cafe. Those are all guys supporting Liberty Hill football there at that, in that community, and they're still supporting them. You know, all the way up there tomorrow. A lot of these families have kids that are on that team, and it's a big deal in your 4A, 3A school, and your school goes to the championship.
And the community is such an important part of it. You know, these kids, it starts with the parents, you know. It starts with the parents teaching these kids what's right, teaching these kids how to work hard. And without that, you know, these coaches wouldn't have anything to mold. You know, you got to have some good clay to play with. You know, you got to have a good deck of cards to play with. And, you know, that is a community of good people. And a lot of communities of good people here in Austin. But Liberty Hill, they raise them right. I mean, Jeff Walker's told me before. He was like, we just get the right kind of kids. Yeah. That's a big part of it. Is the kids that come into our program, they know what to do. They know how to work hard. And they want to win.
Yeah. And they have a great feeder program that teaches those kids from a young age. They get, you know, at youth football.
Yeah.
And they football's big in that community, just like it is in a lot of Central Texas communities.
As someone that's reffed youth football, it's no coincidence that the best youth football teams typically become the best high school football teams as well. And the not so good youth football teams, I'm not going to name names, but
you know, it was the year before last, I was the stadium announcer for the Junior Mavericks, which was the feeder team in the AYF, or was it a youth? It's one of the youth footballs.
Right.
But I had a lot of fun doing that. The Junior Mav team did go to the championship game and lose, but that was a lot of fun.
That's where it all starts.
Just being on the calling the games from the field, but it does start.
That's where
with
it all.
Youth football.
You know, I've been told. You know, Garrett Gilbert's dad, when Garrett Gilbert was coming through. I've been told that he took that LT, the Lake Travis youth football, and brought this new seriousness to it that they hadn't had before. Mm-hmm. And I've been told that was a big reason Lake Travis football took off, was Garrett Gilbert's dad really taking over the youth football program there and taking that to a new level.
Well, LTYF is big into their, I mean, they run ads with us and what we're doing. We're supportive of what they do. Same thing for Westlake, has the Westlake Football Academy out there, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but they get these kids going very early on, and it's no doubt that they end up with strong football programs. But good stuff in this upcoming issue of Texas Sports Monthly. Any Given Friday is an article that one of the mothers, Carrie Wooten, is a mother, Steve, that her son is a lineman for Vandegrift,
and
she had a cool article that she wanted to contribute. Just talks about Any Given Friday and what the parents in the community do preparing for a Friday night. A lot of stuff goes on, putting from, you know, getting tea, making hot dogs or burgers or catfish if you're in Derby Springs, you know. So just a lot of cool stuff in this last kind of high school salute issue of Texas Sports Monthly. And please pick those up if you're interested in that. And high school football in Central Texas, pick up a copy of that at your HEBs this weekend. Recapping the show this year, what do you, highs, lows, what have you had in our 17 shows here on
AM 1300? Well, who are we going to call our MVP? Who's our Austin area MVP?
For
Central high school. I'm going to go Chase Griffin. I got to go Chase Griffin. Wilson would be up there too, but Wilson missed some time with that injury. So Chase Griffin.
I think you're
Friday
right.
Friday night countdown.
I would agree. Yeah, I would agree. And again, if we go over those stats, which are covered here in the book, 4,051 passing yards in 12 games, 51 touchdowns. In his career, Chase Griffin of Hutto, the UCLA commit, has thrown for 11,093 yards and thrown for 123 touchdowns as a Hutto Hippo. And Chip Kelly's going to have fun with this kid.
How about, here's a good one. We could debate this one. Coach of the Year. I think there's a lot of good candidates for this. I mean, Sanders of Vandegrift going undefeated.
Yeah, I was
going
to say Drew Sanders.
Rob Schoenfeld at Leander Glenn. We can't take for granted what Todd Dodge and Hank Carter do year after year after year.
No.
Coach Walker's got Liberty Hill in state. A lot of good candidates.
I'd say Drew Sanders.
You say Sanders?
I would say just for that
10-0
going that deep. And
that's a team that's just what you can tell they're just well coached. You know what I mean? They're not. I mean, I'm not. They have talent, but it's not like oozing out or anything like that.
There's no Garrett Wilsons on that team. Football program is in good shape.
They're in very good shape with Coach Sanders over there. They're in very good shape.
Taylor Anderson's numbers this year. I had 14 games, 31 TDs, threw for 2,328 yards. And, of course, he went down a couple weeks ago.
How about Defensive Player of the Year? Who would be your Defensive Player of the Year?
Oh, I got to say maybe that Spencer Jones over there.
Spencer Jones, yeah.
He's a stud.
Heading to Army, man. Yeah,
That's where he's going, Army.
Yeah, he's going to Army. That was something else. Defensive Player of the Year.
Who else was a monster?
Yeah, I guess I'm just going to go David Neal for Westlake.
Westlake?
You know, he was money, man.
Yeah, but so was the linebacker.
Jake Ellinger. Ellinger had a big game.
Westlake had a monster defense, especially in their linebacker corps.
I definitely think Tony Salazar is Assistant Coach of the Year. Mm-hmm. The Frank Broyles Award of Austin Area High School Football. I wonder where that guy's going. That guy's going to get a head coach job this offseason.
Well,
that guy's, I don't know where, but he's going to be head coach next year.
If Dodge ever lets go of him.
Hey, money talks. Money talks, man.
It may not be up to Dodge. Coach Dodge on that one. Hudson Carr this year, the Lake Travis Jr. standout, throwing the ball to Garrett Wilson all this year. These may be off just because I may not have had those stats from last weekend's game, but my stats had him for 3,376 yards, 14 games, 49 touchdowns, and only 3 picks.
Wow.
And I know those numbers are a little off, Steve, because that did not include the North Shore game stats last week. So
you know, another player we got to mention, he would have to be a finalist for MVP.
Oh, absolutely.
No. One guy we haven't mentioned is Ryan O'Keefe of Round Rock. Just put up unbelievable numbers week after week after week. He will be going to UCF as an athlete. I think they're going to have him play cornerback. Is what they're saying he's going to play. But man, I kept on waiting for him to slow down, and he just wouldn't do it. And you know, when they lost in the playoffs, who'd they lose to? They lost in the playoffs one of those Houston schools. The coaches were going up to him after the game, being like, "Son, good game." You put a lot of scare into
us. Just a lot of talent in Central Texas football. It has been a heck of a year. A lot of fun here. And this is, we got less than a minute left on the show, Steve. It's flown by.
What are going to be our last words? What are we going to say?
I don't know.
May the force be with you.
I don't know, but hopefully some good luck is with the Longhorns and the Sugar Bowl. They're going to need it against Georgia.
Yeah. Hey.
But yeah. I'm definitely going to say shout out to Liberty Hill. That game is at 3:00 tomorrow on Fox Sports Southwest, so check that out, guys. Thank you, Steve, for being a great co-host and contributor to Texas Sports Monthly all season.
Hey, thanks for the advertisers, the station, you opportunities. It was a fun time, man.
Been great stuff. Good luck to Liberty Hill tomorrow. It's been the Friday Night Countdown on The Zone. See you next year.
Want sports at home? It's as easy as OK Google. Play AM 1300 The Zone on iHeartRadio.
Wells Branch Remodeling is proud to support Central Texas High School football. Wells Branch Remodeling is known for quality bathrooms, kitchen, and bathroom makeovers, painting, flooring, windows, decks, and fencing work. You dream it, we make it come true. Locally owned and operated. Call for a free quote today. That's Wells Branch Remodeling, 512-662-2194, or online at wellsbranchremodeling.com.
The Friday Night Countdown is sponsored by Absolute Propane, offering cylinder filling station, propane cylinder transportation, storage, and use. Absolute honesty, absolute integrity, absolute passion, absolute propane, and all that we do. That's Absolute Propane. Visit online at absolutepropane.com. Go Roberts Power Wash is a proud sponsor of Texas high school football. Specializing in residential driveways, walkways, solar panels, pools, cars, boats, fences, gutters, and grills. Commercially, Go Roberts Power Wash also supports parking lots, sidewalks, patios, fences, roof gutters, marinas, boats, cars, and more. Visit online at GoRobertsPowerWash.com. That's GoRobertsPowerWash.com. Jason's Deli Westlake welcomes you every day at 3300 Bee Caves Road. It serves bigger choices of better food for all four seasons, winter, spring, summer, and football. Feeding school spirit, it's a family thing. Visit jasonsdeli.com.
Someday, you'll be chatting around a large granite island. Someday, you'll have that home with an open floor plan and an outdoor fireplace. Someday.
Wait, why can't someday be today? At Dries Custom Homes, our sales event is here. Homes in the Austin area from $400,000 to $1 million. Visit DriesHomes.com.